This week, Thomas Matthews from Checo International School in Shenzhen is live on the podcast. We're super stoked to have Thomas with us. Last month, I got to hang out with Thomas and the staff whilst I was in Shenzhen. Absolutely brilliant opportunity to connect with an international school. I reckon you're going to absolutely love this podcast and we'll give you a good insight into what having a staff development session is like with the coaching lab. If you're interested to get in touch and book a session for your staff wherever you are in the world, drop us an email on info@thecoachinglab.org. Or head to our website at www.thecoachinglab.org/about. Catch you soon and keep up the great work.
Matthews, welcome to the Coaching Lab podcast. Athletic Director at Checo International School in Shenzhen, China. Amazing to have you with us. And maybe you'll be better at explaining this than me, but how did we end up to where we are today? And maybe share a little bit on the last few weeks of how we've connected.
Yeah, I think social media is a beautiful thing. Right. I try to stay active on Twitter or X, I guess is we're trying to call it now. Just to promote our school and our program and what we do here at SIS. And I think that naturally allows me to connect with people outside of, our school, right? The greater community. And so that's how the connection kind of initially happened. I think we are actually connected before, for one reason or another. I was familiar with your cards, and yeah, you reached out and just happened to be floating through Shenzhen at the time, and so it was a perfect kind of way for us to make something work.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I think it always says a lot about an environment when you get invited in, and outsider gets the opportunity to come in, because it says that the environment cares about people. It says they want to get better. It says that they love what they do and they want to share that, because not every environment is the same. And I definitely left energized, and it came at a great time for me because I'd been away for 2.5 weeks on the road, pretty much flying solo for the whole trip. So to come into school and feel so energized by this 10, 12 staff that we had, I felt really grateful. And maybe share a little bit, Thomas, about what we got up to, and or maybe the reality versus what you expected and what that session looked like with the staff.
We to your point, we place a lot of importance on professional development for our staff, right? And it's not just sending people out to Bangkok or to Singapore or down the road to see another school. All those things are really good, but we love the opportunity to bring in high quality people to interact with our staff here on campus, right? It's great for us. It's easy touch point because we normally get more folks that are engaged and involved with that. And so yeah, thank you for making the time to come out, because that was really good. But yeah, I guess what I was expecting was for you to give us a whole lot of cues on how to use the cards, right? And I think that's basically it. The reality is that during that session, myself included, we learned a whole lot more than just how to use the cards, right? We learned tips and tricks about how to interact with players and students in our classes, and different ways to approach teaching and learning, right? Which in that hour and a half, 2 hour session that we had is a huge ask. And so I think we all walked away with a little bit different, takeaway, right? But the reality is that it was really good for me, and our staff included.
Yeah, and we made it practical, right? I'm always a big fan of making it practical, because I think you have to see it to believe it, and I think you have to feel an exercise and actually feel what the pupils are going to learn. And I always say to coaches and teachers, like, when was the last time you learned something new, or when was the last time you experienced being in front of people and actually doing the activity that you're telling? And I think it was when we do it practical, there's so many little avenues that we can go down. We said, all right, if the ball goes out of play, that's really annoying because the kids have to go and collect it, or you just the ball's out of play, so we're never playing. And we said, all right, well, let's leave some balls in each corner, and when the ball goes out, the last person to touch it has to go and collect it. but the other team can get a ball and play. And I guess we notice that the ball stays in play a lot more because there's a keenness to do it. But also that adult, the teacher, is not responsible, they're responsible for being the ball kid and going to collect
Right.
all the equipment every time.
Yeah, that has been a huge impact in our school, right? We run a Wednesday morning middle school girls soccer kind of open field, right? And I stopped by there. It's been a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, but just a couple of weeks after you were here, and they were using that in that open field session, right? Our high school kids are using it in their practices after school. I was passing through a elementary PE class the other day, and they're using it. It was immediately for me. I coach our basketball team, and immediately for me, my co-coach was in the session too, and we both looked at each other and we were like, "Yes, definitely, we're doing this next season." So, just that little piece, right? That it really has nothing to do with your cards or the brand that you have, but that added piece of information for us, that was just one example, right? But that was super valuable.
Yeah, and what are you now? I've left, and that we've left the cards with you. What are you seeing with some of the staff? So obviously, we shared some examples of them, sending some team challenges, and relating that back to like where they are in the curriculum, and maybe some individual pupil challenges based on age, stage, mixed ability groups. But what are you seeing in some of the staff, and what are the staff telling you about how they're using the match play cards?
Well, it's funny. We left that session, and you know this, but listeners might not. We've got three different campuses, right? And so our PE staff are spread over three different campuses. We've got an offsite gym that we practice at, and so we've got a lot of different places that we've got equipment and personnel. But we left that session, and I left the cards there in the primary PE office, just curious what was going to happen next. And a few days went by, and nobody really said anything. And then a coach reached out to me, and he said, "Hey, middle school basketball season's coming up. I want access to some of those cards." He said, I'll even buy a set for myself." And then it was just last week that our secondary teachers reached out, and they said, "Hey, we want to use those cards for a lesson." And the primary cards, the excuse me, the primary teachers have already implemented them in their lessons, and they're using them daily, right? And they're like, "Yeah, guys, sorry, you can't have them because we're using them, right?" And so that's when I reached out to you and said, "Hey, we got an issue. We need some more cards," right? Which is a good problem to have, but it's great. I think it doesn't make thinking easier, right? But it is an assistance in thinking when you're trying to look to lead a lesson or a practice. Right, it allows you to open more doors, right, and allows you to think outside of your comfort zone or how you normally teach or coach, right? And so that impact has been huge, and I'm curious to see how long that impact lasts for, right? Because it's a lot of fun for teachers to be able to do something a little bit differently than they've been doing for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And talk to me about some of the kids that you've got, Thomas, because this is a it's an international school. It's young kids to old kids. It's basketball. It's sport. It's the same as any other school, but the type of kids you're going to get are maybe very different to going to a school in Australia or going to a school in America, and that impacts how an adult teaches and actually how that person has to interact. But maybe talk to me about some of those kids and where the cards are fitted with some of those different types of individuals that you've got at school.
Sure. Yeah. In a normal PE lesson, you're going to see probably about an average of 20 kids interacting with one teacher, right? And those students are going to be from a number of different countries. A lot of them, English is not their first language, right? And I think that's an important thing to think about when using these cards, is because it's a very small and easy prompt that are on most of the cards, that the majority of kids, regardless of their English language ability in our school, are going to be able to access, which is really important. And so the easy, simple prompt that a teacher can give to a student allows them to interact, right? beyond English language ability, obviously you've got, and this is probably no different in an international school or a domestic school anywhere in the world, but we've got some kids that love to engage in physical education, and some kids that, not so much. We're still trying to figure that out with them. And so obviously the cards, and I'm sure this is a big reason that you developed them initially, gives them another avenue to participate, right? And gives them a little bit of a scaffold and a little bit of an assistance to get involved in the lesson a bit more.
Yeah, I wrote down a few things here. Like, it's more than the score. I think I shared this with the staff when I was there. Like, it's any sport in the world, there's only ever one person that will score, and that person will always have success. So, unless you're the best shooter in basketball, you're going to get the success because you're the one that's shooting. But the person that's passing you the ball or the person that won the ball probably isn't getting the success feeling as much as you as scoring the points. And adding those cards in to support, I guess, the process and create a game within a game that actually there's more than one way to interact with the game. And it doesn't always have to be about the scorer. There's more than one way we can judge feedback. Because if we only ever judge feedback by the score, there's always a winner or loser. Very rarely there's a draw in the middle. And I also write down here, there's really intelligent kids that are fantastic, maybe in a science environment, an English lesson, whatever that environment is. May not actually like sport that much, but their ability to have tactical thinking, their ability to communicate might be outstanding and maybe even better than some of those kids that are excelling technically at some of those sports. So it allows them to interact in a way that they might not even have the opportunity to in a traditional sort of environment as well.
Definitely. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Those being able to access those kids in a way where they're applying their skills, right? They don't have to score all the baskets. They don't have to be the one that's leading the charge down the field. But if they're still interacting and still learning the content, that's important. And the cards definitely provide a number of different ways for that to happen.
Yeah, I love that. I wrote that down of access, because I guess our job as teachers and coaches is to unlock a padlock, isn't it, and access that individual sort of brain and mechanism to actually help them be the best version of themselves, but engage them in the best way. And that's might be different every time with the cards or without the cards as well. And in your role, Thomas, athletic director, you're looking over, what are some of those core messages that you're sharing with the staff? Obviously, there's an admin and a program element, but what are the core messages that you're sharing with staff to create an environment that I came into that was so energized and so caring and, so person-centered, I guess?
Well, I appreciate that you saw that in the short time that you were here. We pride ourselves on having an amazing community at SIS, and that takes every single person that's involved with the school, from not just the staff but our students and our parents and the folks that we bring in from outside and how they interact. And international schools are very different than I'm an American, right? But very different than the staffing of schools in America. And I say that because, we don't focus on wins and losses, right? And I think that some schools in America may say that as well. But the reality is, if you've got a coach that's had a losing record for five, six, seven seasons in a row, they're probably pretty close to next up on the chopping block, right? In international schools, that it doesn't even come into consideration. Right. I couldn't tell you which of my coaches that we have here have a positive or negative win-loss record. It's just not something that we consider, right? What we do talk to coaches about, though, is making our students and our players, our athletes, better people, right? We're teaching them a little bit about sport, right? And we want them to learn some of those sport-specific skills, and we want them to get better. But at the end of the day, it's the soft skills, right? We want them to learn to be leaders. We want them to learn to be followers. We want them to learn to be better listeners and communicators and collaborators. And we want them to learn how to win, but we want them to learn how to lose, right? We're trying to allow them to face success and adversity on a playing field or a playing surface through sport that's going to be relatable to their life after sport. I think that's the most important thing that we can do.
What I find really interesting, and I said this to a coach the other day, so I went into Hawthorn Football Club in the AFL, an elite club. It's paid internet, paid players. It's the best of the best.
Right.
And I went into this environment, and it was the coach was amazing, and he was giving players ownership, and he was talking about care and talking about love, and asking open questions, and getting the boys to reflect, and getting them to lead elements of the session and problem solve. And the interesting bit is that when you go to a grassroots environment, sometimes it's the complete opposite of that. And there's a
Right.
belief that I work with the under 12s or I work with the year sevens and I must shout at them and I must tell them all the answers and I must, not ask open questions because I'm the person that's got all the knowledge. But it's so
Sure.
interesting when you go into an environment at the top level, they're actually doing all the stuff that we would want our junior coaches to be doing, our junior teachers, like you guys are doing, asking those open questions, giving them ownership and responsibility. But there's often a real disconnect with we want to create such amazing athletes, and we believe that we have to do that in a dictatorial, very adult-led environment. But it's, and you guys have proven it as well, it's probably the opposite to that, or it is the opposite to that. It's about showing care for the person and seeing what that end is in mind for them.
Yeah, I had a coach in my office a couple of weeks ago, and the season started out for this particular team extremely slow. Young team, they were a lot of them were new to the sport, and obviously they're losing games, right? Towards the end of the season, they kind of started to string it together. They're understanding the sport, and he said to me, it was the happiest second place team I've ever coached in my coaching career. And this guy's been coaching for a long time. And I think that's what it's all about, right? You lose the championship game, but you come off the court cheering and happy and high-fiving and excited about what happened. And I think that's when you know you've had a successful season.
Yeah, 100%. And it's probably what they'll remember most. They probably won't remember losing the grand
For
final
sure.
or losing 2-1 in round three or whatever that is. But
Right.
they will remember when the coach gave them a high five and said, "Well done," or when everyone just liked each other and got on so well. That's the stuff they'll will remember rather than the end scoreline.
Definitely.
And Thomas, to wrap up, maybe share a few examples of yourself and how the other staff are adding match play cards into sessions. So what does that look like from a team challenges, player challenges? And I think we often forget it, but the reflection match play cards that have also had some great impact.
Yeah, the reflection ones were the ones probably that I left our time together thinking most about, right? Because those can be used in staff meetings. They can be used in, a math class sometimes, right? Like you can use those in, after practice. We have to bus to and from our gym and most of our facilities for practice. And so, that can be something that's handed out as kids get on the bus to just consider. But there's a number of ways that we can use those. In terms of the match play cards, I think that the implementation of those is already in effect, right? And like I said, we probably need two or three more stacks of them just to make everybody happy here, which is good, right? Because you never know with the new implement or element in a system, right? If it's going to catch on or not. And I took a risk. I didn't really tell our PE staff a whole lot about what was going to happen. I just said, hey, we've got a consultant coming in, and we're going to do some fun stuff for a couple of hours and come hang out, right? And so they didn't really have an expectation, right? I didn't send them a website and say, hey, look this guy up. You need to know everything about him and what he's bringing. But the fact that they've bought into it, I think speaks a lot to the cards and just to the effect that they can have on a group of young people.
That's amazing. And we're so grateful to you and the staff as well for having us in and for loving the cards. And I'm sure the parents are even more grateful for the environment that they send their kids to. So, Thomas, thanks so much. I'm really looking forward to reconnecting one day in person and supporting the staff long into the future.
Awesome. Thanks, Zach, for having me on. This has been a lot of fun.